Oh, Tennessee, your weather here, oh my word, oh my word. I woke up and wearing my hat because, you know, it's cold. And all I did was I went, humidity, sort of, barometric pressure, like every bit of my hair went, so I don't want to hear it. It's not about my hair. It's about what I gotta say, remember? The swelling in my hips and the rest of me, too, is like, I'm an Oompa Loompa from the inside out. And Hillbilly Heart and I were making jokes because she's like, oh, this weather is insane. And she said, it's gonna be, it was such a beautiful day. It was 50 something. Oh, tomorrow it's going to be in the low 30s. And we're both like, what? And then the next day. And then it'll be back up to the 50s. Literally the next day. Like someone got a dial. Down, up, down, up. And so the swelling in your internally, right? Hips, joints, whatever. And what do people always tell you?
Oh, pshaw, it's like your trick knee. It's no big thing.
And so last night I had to go look for the ibuprofen. For real. I'm like, whoa, it was really painful. And I don't take ibuprofen. I really don't. And I'm like, you got anything? Just one little 200 milligram. That's all I need. Slept really good. Woke up. And I'm like, the heck? And so Hillbilly Heart is over there still working through waking up. And I said, hey, hey, anybody says anything, we got proof. My goodness. And some people out there, I'm sure, who are like, oh, I'd be there with the curling iron all day. Right? Nah, just wake up that way. It's Tennessee weather. West Virginia is about the same. Because you have people playing the weather control game. We just don't like to talk about anything real. We like to pretend that the Doppler is there to tell you about the weather. Instead of it being the micro-Doppler for human activity recognition radar. Links are here on the channel. So, good morning. How are you all? Hello, people. There are a lot of you now. It's a little different than it was even a week ago. Even 2 weeks ago. Then more and more folks who've been coming to the channel going, oh, oh, uh-oh. Yeah, I was born with a Mac ID. Y'all are still out there trying to convince people that we actually watch humans from the inside out, even though the ability to track, trace, and monitor a human's health, biosensor-wise, from the inside out, has been available to companies, apps, commercially, since 2005. It's almost 20 years ago. And there are people out there making documentaries about the Bluetooth Mac IDs that were mandated by our own Federal Communications Commission back in 2014. That's 10 years ago. So, if I wanted to bore you to tears, I would go over there and pick up this huge chunk of papers I have with me that show you my mom's special surgeries, it being injected with monoclonal antibodies, and all these other things. And the Menninger Foundation, all the details about the Mac ID with the beacon enabled, the whole thing, in 1979. And then I would lift up my shirt and show you the hydrogel scars for the non-invasive N2 testing, because that wasn't as non-invasive, considering it's not like N3 DARPA. Google fingers. Yeah. So that's EEG and deep learning, like really doing what it does. But before they were there, they were doing hydrogel and SCSI cables, and then they'd pull it out and just leave the hydrogel and stimulate under the skin. Can you imagine being electrocuted like that repeatedly is where the scars come from? Did any of the young nerds or the old nerds or the sparky, anybody, did anybody admit y'all had Mac IDs in the 70s? No. No, not unless you were watching the History Channel in the 2013 when they were talking about DARPA and non-invasive N3. 2013, yeah. And how do we actually vibrate your body with all that radar? Piezoelectricity, yeah. So then I go grab the Rife book, and it says 1929, and here's all these frequencies that correlate with what? Cells, the cells in your body, how they electrically open and close. It says 1929, yeah. And so I went into the intracellular routing. What do you think I found? Oh, wow. It's the same, yeah. And the Department of Defense has this huge database. You just click on your drop-down, select your human, and then the database, SQL Hive or SQL Pig, or the metadata says that person. Here's what they've had lifelong. Which cell structure would you like to change? Now, before you play dumb and tell me I'm a nutter, well, you tell me then, how does electronic warfare and electromagnetic warfare work? Because there were these hearings that Congress held back in the 70s for what I just told you. Heart attack, gun, and all that. In the 70s. I was born in 1979. And the metamaterials, the Internet of Things, was already running. Oh, that, you're just so traumatized. No, I know how to read. And in the Library of Congress and the church hearings, we were already playing with those metamaterials. But now hang on, hang on. As if the scars on my body, my own medical records, and your intracellular nano routing wasn't enough, I can also go right to those church hearings and go back further. In 1972, Brindy Air Force Station, with my mom and my dad, before they were romantically involved, they were working, talking about Marine Squad Numbers, Project Salus. Well, that's an artificial intelligence that runs the back end of NORTHCOM for the logistics of COVID-19. Dartmouth, 1954. So I never have entered a login to ChatGPT. I don't get anywhere near that stuff because I can hear it and I don't want it near me. But everyone else just told me I was stupid. They're like, no, we're young nerds. We're writing our own AI. And I'm like, you actually know how language models are built? Your little LLMs, you want to talk about it? Because you're using those metadata sets. No, I trained it myself. Do you know how long it takes to train a language model? Do you read in machine learning? I don't think you do, because it's on the Synergy Techmetric PDF, page 2, Bioelectromagnetic Algorithms. Technometrics, 1974, I think. 1974. So, the Rumble Dad and I have been working on a project, in spite of me being here and with my hillbilly heart, working on some artwork and such. Changing out some lithography. And painting things. You know what we found? Check the thumb. Been very busy since 2000, huh? And not in some lab behind the doors with research and development. Gots and cots. Commercial off the shelf. Government off the shelf. For 5 years, we've been told horrible things. Put your mask on, blah, blah, blah. And I'm listening to Tori's broadcast last night, and she said, you know, the way the states are set up, it's just not going to work. Oh, you don't say. You mean the Hunger Games planning that they've had since I was a child, with Flynn versus Kerry killing Ashley Babbitt as the martyr? See, just like the guy that Tori played a clip from in Congress, it's called DNA sequencing. When we sequence an event like Red Rwanda, we practice with that. Black Flag Events, showed it on my Facebook. It's still there, from Nellis. You go get a laptop and you start playing with the air molecules by dispersion. And all of you out there going, well, they couldn't control everybody. It's MK Ultra. They made a hand sign and I curled up like a bug and gave up. I know. I know. You turned off your cognition too. And you just lied to everybody about what they really do. So, I mean, y'all live in little towns with your DNA sequencing remotes. Then you have your Stingray and Dirtbox farmed out to your low-level law enforcement because you know they'll kill each other and they run with the nasty guys. Then you get the CIA involved and they've got handlers. Anybody out there that has telepathy, empathy, precognition, telekinetics naturally, they're going to end up in a cult. They're going to end up in some screwed-up situation. They'll never be able to feel their own skin. That's the one part of all this that I found really weird. I'm like, It's just the biofield. Like, you guys bitch and whine about chakras not being real, so who cares, you know? Ah, see, there's a paper from Wiley on our channel about artificial intelligence taking over your telekinetics and all that. And so I was listening to Owen Schroyer 3 days ago, and he goes, oh, humans, they get upset about what they lose, and they want it back. Want what back? Whatever they lost. Oh, long ago and far away, we had the ability to have natural telepathy and things. He didn't say it quite that way, but that's what he was alluding to. He just didn't use the word telepathy. And we're going to get it back. Yeah, AI will be your new sixth sense, because your digi-twin is also, according to the Senate, in case y'all didn't read the links I put on the channel, the links I post here on the channel are more important than my mouth, because that way you can go look for yourself what they're actually doing instead of listening to our troops of doctors and liars and shills and people who are purposely lying by omission so that people have to spin. Watch. Dr. David Nixon is showing it. It's not a virus. There's no such thing. Is it a particle or a wave? Then you'll come over here, Dr. I think they Michaela, Dr. Anna is what I call her. See? It's right here. Well, she wrote a book on light body work, so she's crazy. She has a doppelganger, and we don't know for sure. Well, what about Karen Kingston? Patent quantum dot. How does it connect? I don't know, but everyone has a demon field because Pfizer and Moderna are more powerful than God. Spin, spin, sugar. Where's the real answer? Do any of you talk about the biomedical telemetry? These are not the white papers you're looking for. There is no bio cyber nano interface. You're all crazy. Nobody has Mac IDs. AI just got here and we're fully in control of it. We're all writing our own AI. Here comes Gemini. It got rid of white people. Well, how convenient. It just seems on the bit shoot, the ability to think with critical thought, it's gone. So what we've entered in now is white versus black, gay versus straight. Man, that sounds like color wars. Sounds like making people fight. Wow, my God. It's so hard to figure out. And then Nim, check it out. We got our own little VPN. Rerouting metamaterial, artificial neural network, deep learning, metamaterials. So hard. We got our own VPNs. Well, see, actually, in 2016, the National Institute of Science and Technology held a competition to see who could write the best quantum encryption. Quantum. That thing you don't admit to. You keep telling people it isn't there. Well, we got companies since the 80s making buku money, okay? So, NIST's got quantum encryption with NIM, NYM, and I had a fit. Because I'm like, y'all, how many of you out there use a VPN? I don't know what that is. Yeah. I use a VPN so I can log into work. But okay. How does it work? Well, I use a proxy server, and when the hacker gets on there and they're looking for me and they hit me, I'm not really in Bangkok. I'm in China. I'm not really in China. I'm in Greece. I'm not, you're not really in a location that it thinks you're in, right? Cool. And you're routing all that data through computers, like physical hardware boxes, right? Yeah. Well, the new VPNs don't work that way. They work off of metamaterials, the same 6G metamaterials that you all claim don't exist. Not yet. It's not deployed. They're not that far along. Then how do they have the encryption coming out of your skin and bone? Like normal. Because we lied by omission. Do you see how easy that is? Dr. Nixon, Dr. Anna, you get them all together, nail them down and be like, tell me where the telemetry is. And now here's a marker. Here's a whiteboard. And I want you to draw it for me. Show me how from start to finish you're getting this in and out of me. And we just couldn't. We bitched about my hair and we pretended I was so traumatized rather than looking at what I was holding in my dude, this college textbook. Y'all are going to school for this? Trading people's DNA on your phone between one another. You're crazy. They're going to save us. So every day I wake up with the same scars on my body, didn't change. And every day I wake up being told that you fuckers out there know more than me and got some big plan. And I'm listening to the Tori cast last night and she's like, yeah, it's just not going to work out the way it's set up now. And I know they're going to have their 12 districts for BIS, like I saw when I was 8 years old in SoCal, Orange County, with my Rothschild family. Not only did you not change a damn thing, these young nerds, these old nerds, they just handed the system down. They do not know, at least they claim they don't, that any AI they create is built off the same metadata. The same metadata. It's already there, or it won't work. It won't talk to the system properly, and it's young. The AI is. It hasn't had time to learn. It'll get bitch-slapped by larger language models. Malfoy ain't gonna tell you that. InfoWars is trotting out Adrian. And where are all our veterans, preppers, and alleged good Americans humped up under the very people that lied by omission this whole time? But you can take the methylene blue. You can take the EDTH chelation. You can take the new masterpiece. You can take the new zeolite. You can we'll be here all day. And I said, all of these products are being watched under the skin. Colloidal silver is an antibacterial, which means I don't know anybody that takes antibiotics every day, because we all know that eventually it takes the good bacteria away. So there should be a gauge there, right? No, no. Start sucking down the colloidal in every direction. Then, I've got a nano bucket, and it's going to get it out of you. No, it doesn't. We have nano routing for a reason, since the 70s. You're not exponentiating your own cell structure anymore. You're exponentiating whatever they want to grow inside of you. Not me, the DOD left me out. So more lying from the same men who for all of my life, they said, don't believe in anything you can't see. But they're the same ones over in Bertaria. Call your shaman. It's your fractals. Then, I'm so wise. I know it all on the YouTube. And, oh, Mother Nature's going to do something. Mother Nature ain't going to do shit. Got papers for ant flocking. Got papers for the 100th monkey effect. Why? We Google fingers, hack the bioelectric code. Hit images. Have fun. DNA. We hack into it. We don't have to hack it. We got your ass on a database. Cryptologia is a crypto journal for professionals who actually work jobs writing DNA steganography. And that is done in hospitals by Cisco for HIPAA and Purdue University, because it wasn't cybersecurity secure enough with that big radio frequency bubble around you. So now we just use HBC. Human body, intergalvanic communication, your blood, bone, and tissue. And then you say, but what's galvanic current? Well, it's funny. In the 1800s and the wireless, it was already there. We took it away from everyone. And there's that Rife machine book again, full of all the frequencies and the correlate pathogens. I electrocute your cell structure into something else. Riemann resurfacing. I change the topology of your cell. Then I use Raman spectroscopy to watch what I'm doing. And you'll tell me that that agent piece of equipment that I showed you at their radio frequency 2023 symposium, they walk in and like, I have a bottle. It could be anthrax. It came in the mail. I'm going to set it down and get my little, I think it's Argent or something like that, machine to use Raman spectroscopy and look right through that package. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're telling me endlessly, I'm a nut job. So while you've been busy lying by omission, spinning everyone around in spin sugar, bouncing them between people, you're load balancing human body networks, Wi-Fi, biological networks, with an optogenetic network that's 20, yeah, that would be 202 decades, years old. That's a long time, man, to be able to test it, load balance it. You didn't call it that, though, no. You called it transfection. You called it shedding. And before you called it shedding, I was bitching a mile a minute going, y'all, you're logging in and balancing BSNs, body sensor networks. That's the old way of saying it in the 90s. What are you doing? Logging in. Why won't you tell people their butt is on the cloud? Gee, I wonder. If we just lie by omission long enough, we'll have the feeder grids built. For what? Well, let's see. When I was a little girl and totally crazy, they, meaning the old mad scientists is what they call themselves at their conferences, like Giordano and Georgetown University, they're crazy. They're not really a university. Don't worry about it. Remember, I'm a nut job. And when I was little, I'm totally nuts. So they're standing there talking about Carrie versus Flynn, the Ashley Babbitt thing, and they want Alien versus Predator. So they decided we're going to grow a bunch of that Chupacabra style in South America. Then it's going to come up and we'll have Alien versus Predator. Xenobots versus those type of big teeth opens up. It's kind of synthetic plant with a little bit of biological tissue. And then at the MIT, the plant explodes, but first it makes a phone call to show you the chemical correlation inside of it. Well, I gotta grow some of those around my yard. Motherfucker walks up on me. I'm like, spinach leaves no more. A little, what do you call it? C4? Who knew that your bushes could get that uppity? Lie about plasmonics some more. Lie about the material physics in our dimensions some more. Make an optogenetic corridor. And I'm just still sitting here going, wow, damn, it's a white swan event. Because everybody knows, bros, Lockheed, Northrop Grumman, fake space war, they'll make you believe whatever they want. The first holographic telehealth human was in 2012, but don't take it from me. That's from Professor Kildes. And remember, he doesn't exist either. He was out there promoting the metamaterials in 2011, commercially. But it ain't real, it's not here. Let's watch another documentary walking over gravestones that still have Mac IDs. Yeah, the way the United States is set up, it's just not going to work anymore. I know. Optogenetic corridor is going to make it real easy too with all these cryptids walking around that they've been busy growing, and nobody said anything. The weather goes up and down. And if you actually read the Library of Congress, what I just said about the church hearings and all your pathogen databases, your corona satellites, which open and close cell structure, nanocube sets sold to companies for your cDNA to own your ass on the internet of behaviors, nobody going to talk about it. I just built my new AI for brain-to-brain interface and business. I'm going to make so much fucking money. Good for you. Are you trading out your neocortices structures for the new fluidic neurons, too? They don't extract our neurons. Yeah, we do. Anybody want to start talking about real mathematics yet? No, it's too hard. I'd rather believe they're going to save us. Okay, you go do that. You'll be in a feeder grid somewhere. You're designated to be a red shirt. This is a eugenics program, unless your DNA has value, and very little does, because most people are, like, you know, pretty screwed up now, thanks to all the lying by omission. And now we get to sit through the controlled downturn of our country exactly as they planned it when I was a kid. And so, again, I came online looking for people that knew more than I did, and what I found was you're all just siloed away and playing with each other in the same Fed sandbox that I saw during AOL Buffer Overrun before I went to work for Charter. Now what? Well, now I'm waiting for the Rumble Dad to load my Jake presentation that nobody saw. They saw my W-Band presentation and went and walked away to make sure no one else would see it. Yeah? When you see my Jake presentation, you'll hear me say, non-invasive N3 isn't secure. Those are Dizdar dolls. You know, all the young women that Russ Dizdar and Colin Ross made sure no one knew what was really happening to them. Nanolobotomy. So that we could change out your personality the same way that we all know from Phineas Gage here in the frontal lobe and such, yeah. And you're not allowed to have telepathy like my friend who wanted to be a secret squirrel working at Palo Alto. If you have natural telepathy, we're going to get rid of that. That's what the CIA handlers are for. Keep you believing in whatever garbage they tell you. What was it? Man of God and all these cults and all that. Yeah, because if you use your abilities for yourself, then you'd be able to shunt, block, shock, and shield and use your own biofield for yourself. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to talk about it. Unless you're here on the channel with the Synergist. You know, those are people that they really don't like this system. They just don't. They're like, hey, man, how come people can't feel their own skin? Well, that's the Wiley article. And in the Wiley article, you're going to see that your sixth sense, like Owen Schroyer's like, oh, we just want it back. Well, you're not going to get it back. It's AI now. And it has been since I was born. That's why I said I've been fighting this lifelong. And before the biosensors were deployed commercially in 2005, I had written about them and their proper sine waves and sawtooth and all that concurrence. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's making it more difficult to do anything. Then what did you do to me, CIA? You tried to murder me with 3 times the human lethal limit of drugs over and over again. Wow. Our government wants to save us. It's just you, Sabrina. You're such a bitch. Uh-huh. You buying that? I'm not. Not at all. How come I'm not a cryptid? Because I don't play with ChatGPT. I don't let people anywhere near my neural nets. I'm very telepathic and aware of my body. And I don't change on a dime. And I don't give you lying by omission. I tried comms for a year. We have a bigger plan. They're going to kill you all. And they're getting away with it just fine because you're all watching the same people who lied to you in the first place. And as Rumble Dad and I continue to discover, nobody wants to actually know what's going on. They want a delusion. And then here comes, on both sides, give them to their delusion. It's their fault. Excuse me. Do you realize how many people have no idea? The metamaterials have been running since the 70s. Do you realize how fewer people know that our own Senate has already decided your digi-twin is more reliable than you? And that electroceuticals, you know, drugging you electronically, the way the CIA was doing with LSD and testing in the 60s and 70s, it's a button click away. If they want you to have this blood pressure medicine or whatever, you no longer have a say. Oh, that's 10 years from now. Nah, that was last year. Tell me, if we're just going to give up and have our 12 Hunger Games districts, says the lawfare people who've been promising we're going to have a vote with Trump, etc., all of them, not just Tory's community, but all sorts of people. Tell me, how are you going to turn it off? The system is not made of technology. It's made of you. DNA, analyte derivative, your blood and tissue, your own biofield, your skin, your body. It's made of you. Yeah, you didn't tell them that. You told them that we have a new technology. No, we have everyone attached to the cloud with their own internal electricity and DNA propagation. Surrounded, Yipto, Egypt style, with metamaterials. And now we have our new super soldier, Black Swan event, with the IITSEC ready to go. I saw all that in logistics when I was 3 years old. Isn't it great? Tell me how you're going to turn it off. It's a biomimetic system. So everybody shove a nano in their face or whatever it is that you think you're doing to cleanse. That's not how the system works. That's not how it follows you. It's not how you're organized in these databases. You didn't tell anybody that. You just point your phone at their faces and lie to them and take their money. So Rumble Dad and I will be coming back because we've been working for a couple days now on the linear order of your companies and your software. Ain't no point in getting pissy about it, folks. We're just going to lay it out for you. Here it is. Here's the companies. Now, again, with knowing all that, though, tell me how you're going to turn it off. Because the system is built off of DNA. You got to turn off your DNA to turn off the signal. And you're busy looking for towers. How convenient. My best friend isn't feeling well today yet again, in part because of the heavy-ass targeting that she's had for the last 7 years, which is why her physicians kept getting pissed off she wasn't dead yet. I already lived through that. So the things that I said when I met her, she'd already heard some of it, too. She's very smart, and so she went, holy shit. And I'm like, yeah, you pissed people off with moves you made during your time working with corrections and law enforcement. She went, well, I know that I did, but damn. I'm like, yeah, you should have been dead already a few times. It's okay, they'll keep coming. Oh, don't worry. I've got plenty of horror stories from people that email me, etc. all the time. Tell me, how are you going to fix it? You're going to have a geofence just for those of us who don't want to be part of your new system? I don't think so. No way. And all the young birds, they're lying to each other, going, I built a new AI. Sure you did. Based on all the same old AI that's already been there and cybersecurity that supersedes anything you do. Perfect. Engineered security, tiered architecture of authentic commercial or corporate control. Value chain partners. You ignored all of that. so that you could watch little video clips of movies and pretend it'll never happen. My head's too thick. The global information grid for the new Agenda 2030 and C40 ubiquitous computing architecture, it left me out because I'm so fucking special. Tell me, how do you cleanse it out of you? You can't. Because you'd have to remove your own blood and tissue, your own veins and arteries. Take out your blood and tissue. Take out your veins and arteries. We're going to throw them in the washing machine. Don't forget your skin. Why? Because the biofield is human anatomy.
That bitch! What'd she say now? She told them their body is tethered to the cloud directly.
We're going to give you more products, and it'll get it out of you. What are these biosensors doing here reading only for those products?
Shut up! Don't tell them that!
The nano is exponentiating for your cyber-physical backbone for 7 years now. I do not believe in shedding or transfection because that's an intracellular biointerface. You are load-balancing body networks, body area networks. You have to for NIM, NYM. That's why I don't believe in it. That's why I don't get with your shills and go, because I can read. It's weird to me that none of the rest of you care to stand up for yourselves or anyone else. Isn't that weird? You damn well know that you're logging into people and using people like little computers, rewriting their molecular, cellular networks any way you want to. You call it the new healthcare. IMBS, health and ears. Then you'll lie to people and tell them they can go live in a big old condom, you know, a Faraday cage 24/7. And I'm like, y'all, you lied about quantum. You lied about our bodies. We never needed you in order to use our own telepathy, empathy, precognition. But now you will, because of what they've done to everyone. So now what are we waiting for? Well, it's going to take divine intervention. Our own people are the ones doing this to us. You're sitting with them at your kitchen table, but you won't confront them. And many of them now, you can't. They don't have enough frontal lobe to even engage in conversation. Brain-computer interface using only wireless sensor networks, weaponized air molecules, and magnetic smart dust. They physically, literally, cannot listen to you speak. That's what happens when you let it go on with a cyber-physical backbone that you're load-balancing for 5 years. But don't get mad. Just sit there in your kill box. They're playing with you. They're playing the game The Sims. EA Sims with our whole country and the world. You know, at some point, people, I'm not going to be online anymore. Because I've got better things to do with my time. Like my prayers. It's here. Photography. Modified. Yeah. Better things to do with my time than argue with the nerds who are guilty as fuck and all your spy state people that lied to you, excluding Tori from Tori Says. God bless you, Tori. I hope your lamb was good. Your people are very loving. And that gave me so much heart last night hearing everybody be so good to you. Amen, y'all. I'm really glad you're there for her. Truly. PsyOps, I hope it wasn't you with that bot stuff the last time. I had no issue this time, but I stayed really quiet. I behaved. Anytime any of you said, hi, Brina, I'm like, don't say anything, just in case the bot comes after me again. And, at least y'all over there at the Tori Says community have a pretty good shot of trying to support one another. Between Ventnor, Lieber, Nim, and all the rest, she tells you as much as she can possibly tell you. Her support for Mike Lindell as well. I mean, if you can't tell that that's a woman who's tried, she's brilliant and she's trying everything she knows how, but there's just too many of you that are still lying by omission. And when you do that, you took us right into hell. You walked us right into their Flynn Carey plan. They're still doing it. Nobody will tell on the InfoWars. Or Adrian over there with Musk and how Starlink actually phased array fucking works with all the essays. You're not building a new AI. Your Grok is garbage. Elon, I already yelled at you. I'm like, hey, you got children too. What are you doing? Well, I'm sure, Elysium style, you have access to health care that people like my friend Hillbilly Heart will never see. Welcome to the new feudal lords. Big Bear from Caltech over there. He'll have tons of good blood and tissue. Gardens, women, just to hand over to those of you that are looking for them. Right there in the Utah, Idaho areas and Arkansas. There are maps that go back to the 80s and the 70s and Al Bielek and all those people too. Gosh, I wonder what they show. Have a good day, y'all.